Jesse James' grave to be exhumed. Chicago Tribune, July 13th, 1995. Who is buried in Jesse James' grave? Certainly not the famous outlaw, according to Jesse James IV, a carpenter from Leander, Texas, who says he is the great-grandson of one of America's most famous bandits. Jesse James IV said he welcomes the planned exhumation of what is supposed to be Jesse James' grave near Kearney, Missouri, after a request from a George Washington University forensic scientist. A Missouri judge ordered the exhumation, which will take place soon. It is important that history be rewritten to truthfully show that my great-grandfather does not lie in that Missouri grave, James said at a press conference in Austin. The truth is that my great-grandfather, Jesse Woodson James, died in Granbury, Texas in 1951. Former Texas Attorney General Wagner Carr, who is representing James, said he has read voluminous James family records that have convinced him that the famous outlaw faked his death on April 3, 1882. The Encyclopedia of Western Lawmen and Outlaws states that Jesse James was killed in 1882 at age 34 by Bob Ford, an erstwhile member of his gang who wanted the $10,000 in reward money. But Jesse James IV said his great-grandfather faked his death so he could live in peace. The Oklahoman, May 31st, 2000. Search for outlaw turns grave. Second casket found at burial site. Granbury, Texas. As if the day wasn't dramatic enough. As if speculation hadn't already peaked as to whether the real Jesse James is buried in this small North Texas town, the mid-afternoon revelation of a second casket during the exhumation of the grave sent minds spinning and tongues wagging. Already, the day was charged. More than 100 relatives, history buffs, media types, and onlookers gathered early Tuesday to watch the long-awaited and controversial digging of the grave simply marked Jesse Woodson James. Leading the exhumation effort was Bud Hardcastle, a Purcell, Oklahoma used car dealer who has fought long and hard to prove history wrong. What began as a hobby to hunt for lost treasure became a 21-year quest to learn whether the notorious outlaw was really shot to death in Missouri in 1882, or whether he faked his death and lived out the rest of his life as a law-abiding man in Granbury, Texas. We've been called imposters and scavengers and this and that, and people have tried to stop us from doing it, Hardcastle said. It could have been a pleasure, and I'm still going to enjoy it, but I didn't appreciate being called some of those names.